8:54 it is.
David Tennant is our special guest on the show today.
Hello.
And the sad thing is, this will be the last
co-host. This is the end of an era, Christian. Wow. We've been doing this together now for what?
12 years.
12 years.
How many pantos have I made you do?
Far too many.
When I look back sometimes, I actually feel bad, and Rich and I were stunned that you still keep coming back. There was a time when you co-hosted one. There's one where you did three back-to-back.
Yeah.
Was it one when we reenacted the Copacabana song, which was atrocious radio?
It was terrible.
I remember getting slapped in the face with a fish once.
Oh, we did the... Righty did that.
Wearing a poncho.
That's right.
About?
I saw a video for that. That's still
what
up on YouTube. It was a Friday, and we used to play this game with these lads in a fish market where they would tell us that they had three fishes, and then he would hit his mate round the face with one of them.
We had to guess which one was the strike fish.
Yeah.
And you were on that Friday show, and so we played a live version of it. And Righty, did you get hit round the face?
I got hit round the face, yeah.
Yes, by Righty.
I was wearing safety goggles and a poncho for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why you were in the face. Yeah. And then there were the pantos. The woman that always stands out was the first one that I made you do, which was...
Blessed. Sweargate.
Yeah. That was one where he swore a lot.
Yeah.
S-bombs.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. And despite me saying, please don't swear anymore, he would then say, I've been told off because I keep saying this. There was a live audience out there. And I remember there was quite a few complaints, and we never had the panto for 3 years.
And Tandy Newton was
I don't know how we did that.
Well.
Whenever I see her in Westworld, I'm like, how was she ever in the panto?
Yeah.
Anyway, David's in to see us.
Down memory lane.
David's in to see us, always a joy, but also because he has a movie to tell us about, which is out in the middle of April the 11th.
It'll be rolling around. It's in Glasgow from the 6th, and then around the country from, I think, the 12th. Yeah.
Okay, and it's called You, Me, and Him, and it's very, very good. Yeah. You always do great work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we found a... Mm-hmm. Who have we got? Victoria.
Hello.
Victoria, what do you think the movie was?
I only actually phoned up to say hello to David Tennant.
Oh. Thanks, Victoria. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cumbernauld in Glasgow.
Cumbernauld, what's it called? Cumbernauld.
What a great charm.
What's the smell? Motherwell, that's what we used to say. Sorry, Motherwell, I don't mean that personally.
That's a Daily Mail headline tomorrow. So are you not going to have a guess at the movie? You don't want to win the TV or the Sky Q, nothing?
I'll have a guess, but I'm probably wrong. I think it's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, yeah. You're very wrong, Victoria. Very, very wrong.
Are you lucky you got through to chat to DT?
Well, I didn't. That was nice to speak to you.
Oh, there you go. And don't forget, because you're up in Scotland, you get to see the movie You, Me and Him before we do.
Get along to the Glasgow Film Theatre on the 6th of April.
Are you filming up in Cumbernauld? We have film studios here now.
I know. Nobody's invited me. It's much like Richie not going to Australia.
He doesn't like change.
Keep bringing that up.
We're the Mitch and Mark at this. Hey, Victoria, take care. Thanks for calling.
Nice speaking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Victoria.
Always there, aren't they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. Hey, Nathan, what are you calling about? To say hello to DT, or did you play with Mitch and Mark and you're entitled to some of the 10 grand? Or do you
I'd absolutely love to say hello to Mr. Tennant.
Thanks, Nathan. How are you doing?
Mr. Tennant.
I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad. If morning, OC.
I just get no Mr. OC to me. Mr. Tennant. There's one profession that doesn't need any more smoke up its backside. It's the acting one. Mr. Tennant.
he's got plaudits in acting.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, and Nathan, what's your guess at the movie?
I'm guessing it's Frozen.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm a queen.
I'm trying to work out what that voice reminds me of. It was someone in Live Aid singing like that. I don't know which one out of all the singers on there, but he's got his hazards on, let's not muck around. Hey, Nathan, well done.
Thank you.
All right, you've won Sky Q with Sky Cinema for a year, plus a Sky Soundbox and a 49-inch TV.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Nathan.
Well played. Don't forget Sky Cinema and Sci. It's got a brand new premiere to enjoy every day, like Despicable Me 3, which is available now, and over 1,000 movies to enjoy on demand. What an hour.
Oh.
The ads and then the news and sport and no play of 10 Grand Time Machine. It's gone. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.